I was forced to do this by the price of the original transistors and the ubiquitous coloring. So after analyzing a multitude of diagrams, I came to the conclusion, why not to use easily available and commonly used MOSFETs in new radios? I went to work, and it worked, so I wanted to share it with you. I apologize in advance for the quality of the photos as I was taking a webcam. I started with dismantling the old elements. Next, the diagram of the new stage was created and the necessary components were assembled. Transistors. IRF520N better IRF510, but I didn't. The price is around PLN2. FQP13N10, price around PLN5. LEDs. Zener 5.6 volt, 2 pieces, price 2 PLN. Resistors. 1K, 10K, 100K, 47K, 47K, 0.5 watt. I had. Pirkey. 100K, 2 pieces, price, PLN, 3.5. Capacitors. 390 MOSFETs, 2 pieces. Jackson disassembly. 47 PFF. Jackson disassembly, 150 MOSFETs. I had. 1.5 nanofarad. I had. 10 nanofarad. I had. 100 nanofarad. I had. 2 ferrite beans. Jackson disassembly. Coil twice, 3.5 ZW on Fe. 7mm DNE 1mm. I did. The price for the elements is negligible, in my opinion. Assembly time approximately 3 hours. Then I started editing. After assembly, it was the turn of the quiescent currents. Driver, 70 milliamps, tip, 50 milliamps. And now test the power, AM, 14 watts, SSB, 30 watts. And this is a link to transistors. Maybe someone will need it. Regards, Adam Call.